Service Spotlight. Review writer Sheena Thompson asks Second World War veteran and former dog handler Wynne about her service. Member Wynne joined the Women's Royal Air Force, the WRAF, in late 1945 as part of her national service and spent 2 years as a dog handler and trainer. She became a member when she was in her 40s and was a regular visitor to our Brighton Centre. Now 96, Wynne has 5 children, 30 grandchildren and 8 great-grandchildren. She made her first visit to our Rustington Centre of Wellbeing earlier this year. What was life like as a dog trainer in the WRAF? I had no intention of working with dogs as I had worked with animals all my life and I wanted a change, so I volunteered to train to be a stenographer in an office. I was asked to work for 6 months with war dogs, but ended up doing my whole 2 years as I enjoyed it so much. I never got the chance to be a stenographer. I joined at Wilmslow and did 9 years training before being moved to RAF Staverton, where I was billeted. The actual base with the dogs and kennels was at RAF Innsworth. We were about 6 WRAF and female civilian trainers. The dogs we trained were mostly Alsatians. Women did the initial training with the puppies, from birth to around 6 months. The dogs were mostly bred at the kennels, although some owners gave their dogs for the war effort. When the war finished, the dogs were returned to their owners. Sometimes I would take them back on trains all over the country. Once I remember taking a lovely dog back to its owners in London. I knocked on the door, but they didn't want it back.
Oh.
The first part of the training was when they were still puppies. My duties were general obedience training, feeding, kennel cleaning, walking, and taking them on buses and trains to make sure they had the right temperament. Petting was only allowed when they didn't have their harness on, which they wore for most of the day. When they were ready, the puppies were handed over to male trainers for the tough stuff. Patrol and guard duties, sniffing explosives, that sort of thing. Training depended on where they were going. Most were sent to Germany. When some of the dogs came back from war duties in Germany, they were so savage that they had to be kept in wire cages with 3 layers of wire. I can't imagine what it was like for them during the war, with all the gunfire and just looking for bombs in rubble and sniffing for anyone buried. What difference has becoming a member made to your life? I lost my eyesight when I was 43, although I'm partially sighted. My consultant told me I was entitled to join St Dunstan's. Being a member has been absolutely out of this world. As my eyesight has gradually deteriorated, I've still been able to see because I've been given equipment to help. I have a big CCTV screen so I can read, and a talking watch, a talking clock, and large print documents. Of course, the company is great too. And the staff are wonderful when you visit. You get such good care.